the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Stevens. This news is brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Cloudy skies, rainy conditions, cool temperatures. That's our lot in life for the next few days along the lakeshore. Look at Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com. Follows this news. The mother of a 13-year-old Hamilton girl who ran away with a man from California she had met on the internet has some advice now for parents. Pay attention to what your kids do on social websites.
Sergeant Frank Baker says 13-year-old Rachel Baker disappeared on Monday after apparently communicating with a suspect on Facebook for months.
She did leave a note with her mother that indicated that she did wish to be with this individual and that she would be leaving.
A tip led local investigators to notify police near St. Louis, Missouri, that the man she left with might be there.
His name is Joe Arpin. We've not found anything to indicate that he's got any type of criminal history at all.
They took both of them into custody at a convenience store. They will be working with Missouri police agencies to extradite the suspect back to Michigan to face charges. Jim Whelan, WHTC News.
An issue that has stuck onto Holland City Council members for several weeks may finally be dealt with this evening. Passions were evident when City Manager Ryan Cotton proposed to hike in annual inspection and administrative fees for rental properties in the Tulip City from the current $75 for the first unit to $115, with corresponding increases for additional units. The money generated would allow the restoring of a full complement of inspectors to conduct required surveys. The outcry from landlords was loud enough to compel Mayor Kurt Dykstra and his council colleagues to initially table the matter and to hold a special meeting prior to the regularly scheduled biweekly work-study session this evening.
We had staff take a look at an alternative approach to both accomplishing the goals of having a better inspection program while at the same time assessing more of the cost to those particular landlords who require more of the attention.
Council will also vote on a recommendation about 12th Street drainage improvements and disclose the results of an annual performance evaluation of Manager Cotton done behind closed doors at the outset of the 5:30 p.m. special meeting in the second floor training center of City Hall. Ground will be broken ceremoniously this afternoon on Hope College's new Jack Miller Center for the Musical Arts on the site of the former Lincoln Park off of Columbia Avenue between 10th and 11th Streets. When completed by the fall of 2015, the 64,000-square-foot, $35 million building will include two performance venues, classrooms, practice rooms, faculty studios, and office space for Hope's music department. The college acquired the property from the city last year in a deal that included land near Smallenberg Park to install a skate park that had been over a former tennis court at the Lincoln Park site. It's another fresh leaf for Holland's ever-growing wreath of laurels. In its 10th annual survey of the nation's most secure cities, Farmers Insurance officials said that the Tulip City was the most secure among communities between 150,000 and 500,000 residents, based on comparing a number of statistics, including economic stability, crime statistics, extreme weather, risk of natural disasters, housing depreciation, foreclosures, air quality, environmental hazards, life expectancy, motor vehicle fatalities, and employment numbers. Mayor Kurt Dykstra took all of this in the latest accolade and stride.
Occasionally, you know, bad things do happen, but as a matter of the likelihood of it happening, it's much less likely to happen here than most other places in the country. So, you know, we were named one of the prettiest towns by Forbes magazine recently. Of course, the Happy City thing isn't that long ago, so there's lots and lots of good things that demonstrate that, you know, Holland's a pretty great place.
Grand Rapids was second among major metro areas in that Farmers Insurance survey. Well, Ann Arbor is 14th in that mid-sized category that Holland had topped. Dykstra made his remarks in an appearance this morning on WHTC's Talk of the Town program with host Juke Van Oss. Winterizing is not just for homes and automobiles.
Holland Department of Public Safety Fire Services is in the process of conducting annual maintenance and winterization of fire hydrants around the city of Holland. Personnel will be using fire department apparatus and working on or near roadways. The department is asking drivers to exercise caution in the areas where personnel are working. The HDPS also asks that residents and businesses do their best in keeping hydrants clear from snow that are on or near their property. This helps keep the hydrants accessible and makes them easier to find during an emergency. Diane Costin, WHTC News.
The man who currently represents Allegan County in the state Senate and the woman who wants to replace him, have come together to sponsor legislation aimed at closing a bureaucratic loophole that protected the good old boys network. The package of bills would increase oversight and transparency at the state's boards of health professions. And according to Tonya Shoemaker of Lawton, stems from the case of a Muskegon abortion provider accused of numerous health violations that were dismissed out of hand by a friend who was the former Board of Medicine chairman.
If you've got a personal relationship with somebody on the Board of Medicine that is the actual overseer of discipline and licensing and all that, that you should have a mandatory recusal process, that you should not really be able to weigh in and have sole control to dismiss charges like that.
The reforms go beyond just this matter, though.
We have these boards up there really to protect the public. And if there's kind of a good old boy network where they all know each other and they're going to turn a blind eye to that sort of behavior and shoddy work, then they should be held accountable.
Rick Jones of Grand Ledge joined Shoemaker in putting together this package that will go before the State Senate Reforms, Restructuring, and Reinventing Committee in a hearing earlier this morning. Due to the census and redistricting, Jones, who currently represents Allegan County, will lose Allegan County in 2015. Shoemaker plans to run for the state senate seat that would represent Allegan County next year. A Western Michigan University professor is heading into the front lines of warfare, cyber warfare, that is.
Dr. Fritz Alhoff says there may be times when such an enemy-sponsored hacker attack might appropriately trigger a military response, but when would it be improper?
And how the interplay between those two kinds of attacks is supposed to work out.
He says it comes down to redefining what it means to conduct war. Dr. Alhoff, who's a philosophy professor, will be working with others from California Polytechnic and the Naval Postgraduate School to hold a series of conferences to hear from the experts and thinkers, come up with recommendations, and eventually write journal articles and books. John McNeil, WHTC News.
Now that the federal shutdown, the debt ceiling crisis, and a decision on a new Fed chair in the rear view mirrors of investors, what is ahead for Wall Street? Advisor Kevin Clark of the Holland office of Raymond James says that the Fed's quantitative easing policy has put it in, quote, in an enviable position of enabling a very dysfunctional Washington, end quote.
What you can see as you look out, certainly over the next 6 months or so, is cheap money, lower interest rates, solid corporate earnings, and a pretty good backdrop for common stock.
In an appearance on WHTC in the morning today, Clark told host Brent Allen that the old axiom of striking while the iron is hot really should apply to investing right now.
It does look as though stocks may be ready for a little bit of a correction, but clearly with that kind of a backdrop, I think you buy on weakness.
Clark added that, quote, we have got to see Washington get its act together, but I am hopeful of the American people and the American free enterprise system despite so much headwind coming out of the federal government, end quote. The Detroit Red Wings look to bounce back from consecutive defeats when they welcomed the Ottawa Senators to Joe Louis Arena tonight. Coverage with Ken Cal and Paul Woods from Hockey Town on 1450 WHTC begins at 7:10 p.m. Goals by Jonathan Toews and Patrick Sharp in the shootout enabled Joel Quenneville's Blackhawks to win at Florida last night 3-2.
I thought it was encouraging that we got 2 points out of the game, and they got 2-0 lead, and it's 2-2, and there's a lot of time in the game. So we stabilized the game at that point and found a way to get two at the end.
Chicago plays Lightning in Tampa Bay tomorrow evening. The football weekend on 1450 WHTC begins tomorrow night at 8 p.m. with the NFL game between Carolina and the Buccaneers from Tampa Bay. Continues on Friday evening at 6:40 p.m. with the high school football contest between Byron Center and Zeeland West from Zeeland Stadium. It can also be heard on our website at WHTC.com. And concludes with a pair of NFL encounters on Sunday, with the Lions hosting Dallas at 12 noon and Green Bay visiting Minnesota at 7:30 p.m. On our FM station, 92.7 The Fan and 92.7TheFan.com, hear the Saugatuck at Goebbels High School game Friday evening at 6:40, and the Kalamazoo Hope College football game at Ray and Sue Smith Stadium Saturday night at 6:40 p.m. Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com calls for more clouds and more showers this afternoon, high 44. Showers tonight, low 37. A chance of showers tomorrow, high 43. And a few more morning showers on Friday. If all this rain wasn't enough, with a high of 45. This news has been brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Check them out online at yourhometownagency.com. I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.